Om Shanti. In the series of Mera Baba, this is the Avyakta Murli of 20th March 2004, point number 42. The heading is, So you have the responsibility of opening the gate. Explanation, you may not do it in your words, but if there is the slightest trace of hi in your mind in any situation, then you cannot fly. Hi, it's a form of distress, means bondage. Fly means flying stage. That is, it means to be liberated in life and free from bondage. So check, because until you Brahmin souls, yourselves are free from bondage, whilst there are any golden or diamond chains still tied, the gate of liberation for all the souls cannot be opened. When you become free from bondage, the gate of liberation will open for all souls. So you have the responsibility of opening the gate and of freeing all souls from their sorrow and peacelessness. So this is the Avyakta Murli of 20th March 2004. Last time we had seen what are the different ways of turning hi into vava. Today Baba is saying that you have to free yourself from all the bondages, all the chains, whether they are golden chains or whether they are diamond chains. Unless and until we become free from all the bondage, we cannot help, we cannot make other souls free from all the bondages. We have to lead them towards liberation and liberation in life. For that we need to experience that stage of liberation and liberation in life now, right now, in this confluence age. So, the question for all is, what are those bondages? What are those bondages from where? What are those different types of bondages from whose grip we need to free ourselves? We will divide these bondages into three parts. First is gross bondages, second is subtle bondages, and third are royal bondages. So what are the gross bondages? Sthul, body. The greatest bondage is this body. If this body suffers from some disease and it pulls you, it doesn't allow you to do yoga, you can't do anything. It's so difficult. So the one of the gross bondages is this body itself is a bondage. We have to turn this karma, this bondage, karma bhog, into karma yoga by various practices of yoga, by various practices of spiritual drills. We need to win over this body. Otherwise, this body will keep on pulling you down. The soul is trying to fly, but the body is pulling it down. And this force of body is very, very, very fierce force of this body. So, first is this body. Second bondage, gross. Relations of the body. We are tied up in so many relations of this body. Somebody's mother, somebody's father, all those relations. As well as alaukik also, that we will take in royal. So first the blood relations of the body. We are somehow tied to them. If something happens to them, we are restless. If they are happy, we are happy. If they are unhappy, we are unhappy. No matter how much somebody progresses in spirituality, still there is a bond which is there, and that pulls that bond down in one way or other way. So relations of body. Third, religion of body. From whichever background we are coming, if it is a Hindu background, Muslim background, Sikh background, Christian background, sanskars of that background persist. We are not totally free from it, unless and until we do special purushar, special effort, special endeavor, special enterprise for that thing. If suppose somebody has coming from Christian background, some corner of the mind, in his some corner, he is carrying those Christian sanskars somewhere. And if time comes, he reveals it. And even if that person is in Gyan, yesterday one soul had come to our OPD and that person was saying, I am very sensitive. The other sister was telling her, but she has already been in Gyan for so many years. But Gyan is still on one side. Sanskars don't change, she herself was telling. Swabhav, that doesn't change, even though you are in Gyan. It stays, the same sanskar, the same swabhav which was there in Agyan is continuing in Gyan. So, sanskars of religion. religion of body. Then what are the gross bondages? Language. Language also is a bondage. People prefer to talk in the same language in their mother tongue. It's a great affinity for that mother tongue. If in a gathering they find two people who are from the same place from where they are so happy, overjoyed. If somebody is from Punjab and he finds somebody speaking Punjabi, Aruna sister, he is so happy. He feels as if I have got my brother. Then who are others? If somebody from Bengal and he finds somebody speaking Bengali, he is overjoyed. Somebody from Maharashtra and he finds somebody speaking Marathi, they love it. They love it. Is not this also a bondage? Bondage of language. Bondage of nation. We do not belong to India. We are not just Indians. We are international travelers. Then, what are the other gross bondages? Bondages of property. Objects. Facilities of science. These are all the bondages. Then, what else? Fashion. We will take that in royal form of the Maya or royal bondages. Okay, that also can be included. Facilities of science will include everything. So these are all the bondages. Somehow they have tied us and they don't allow us to fly. One. Second type of bondages are subtle bondages. What are they? Nature, sanskar, habits. Who has formed the habit? Who is responsible for the habit? I myself. And I am bound to that habit. So habits, nature, sanskars. Thinking pattern. We have one sort of thinking pattern. And that same pattern continues. And that is a bondage. Third. Subtle bondage. Okay. Ego of service. Then. Subtle bondages. Ego of specialities. That is also bondage. Ego of particular sanskar. That is also bondage. Ego of viewpoints or perspectives. Ego of intellect. Intellect. That is also a bondage. I am intellectual. Others are less intellectual. Bondage. Bondage of degrees, qualifications, profession. I am this, professional ego. I personally find this is a very tough job to get rid of it. So long you are away from your workplace, it's okay. But the moment you enter your workplace, professional ego enters. So that stays. And I think some extra effort is needed to get rid of this even professional ego. I am this, I am that. That professional ego is there. So these are all the subtle bondages. Then there are some royal bondages. What are they? Here you can include service. This all objects of science, all the facilities which we think are very much necessary. But in fact they are becoming bondages. We call it service, but in fact, behind that garb of service, there is a deep bondage. We need somebody, somebody's company, and we call it is necessary for seva. But in fact, that itself is a bondage. Then, what are the other royal forms of bondages? Sleep. Sleep is necessary also, but extra sleep is sometimes a bondage. How will we decide how much sleep is necessary? That is also there. But that itself can become bondage. Food. We say it is necessary. But that itself can become greatest maya. We become glutton. Eating, gluttony. Day and night eating. Thinking about food. Thinking about what to prepare. What toli to eat. What fruit to eat. Whole day you are thinking only about food. Epicurean. So, food obsession. Then, travel obsession. Sightseeing. One day to go to see this, another day another thing, third day another thing, and we are never satisfied. And that itself, and we are labeling it as seva. So nobody can object why you are moving like this. Because we are saying we are going for seva. But in fact, we are, rather than seva, we are interested in all those, seeing worldly things. Then shopping. We have no any particular thing in mind, we are just going like that. But whilst coming, we have three bags. Full. And on the pretext that this particular thing is not found in our part of the country. It is only here. In Abu it is very cheap. So what? Are you going to purchase a whole lot of things? It's cheap. It's cheap. There is an offer. They are not fools to give offers. In Kali Yuga, what sort of offer you are expecting? So that itself is a royal bondage. So shopping, fashion, change of weather. You are particularly attached to particular weather. You don't like the weather. So that is also bondage. A very, very subtle bondage. When weather is good, you feel like to do yoga. When weather is not good, you feel like to sleep. Take the quilt and go to sleep. So nice sleep, gentle breeze. Trees are swaying and there is a little drizzle and you can hear the chirpings of the bird and the entire atmosphere is soporific. Soporific means inducing sleep, and then you are sleeping in your room and how nice you are dreaming. Good dreams are coming. Super sensuous bliss. So this itself, and then people say, I was dreaming and Baba was talking with me in my dream. There was one sister who used to tell that Amrit Vela, I am sleeping but I am dreaming and Baba is talking with me. So now my question is, should I get up and do Amrit Vela or should I continue having talk with Baba? Shambhai, what is the answer? She is saying that at 4 o'clock I am sleeping but in my sleep I am dreaming that Baba is with me. Okay, and Baba is talking with me, I am moving with him, we are swinging in a swing of happiness. So I am having constant talk and constant union with Baba. So now should I disturb this union by getting up and sitting in yoga? What should I do? What is the answer? So this is the thing, this is a great form of Maya. This is a Maya. You are not having any union with Father. Rather, this is a, you are getting hoodwinked, you are deceived by this dream. So that is also a royal bondage. Bondages of dreams, bondages of imaginations, bondages of memories, bondages of thought, bondages of perspective, viewpoint, bondages of ideas, bondages of my idea. This is my idea. You do this, you follow this, then you will get success. They say, no, we are not going to follow your idea. Then go, I am going. Do whatever you want to do. I will not cooperate. This is also bondage. Then what else?
Worldly news.
What's happening where? One thing is that only one purpose of knowing the news is what is Ravan's planning. Just to know this, you need it. Where to give Sakash, what are the new places, what new things have happened. For that reason you just need some information. But to get mad after those information, to get involved in those information and to forget what you have to do regarding those information, that is Maya. But of course you must be up to date. You must keep yourself abreast of all the things that is happening around you. So that you can give Sakash. So that you know that this is what Ravan is doing at present. So that you know that this is the point of moral depravity that has happened. Moral degradation has reached to this level. The world is at this point of degradation. So that you know this is the reality of this world. So that you develop vairag. So that you develop detachment, dispassion. So that you develop detachment from this entire world. You develop disgust. You start abhorring this world. Rather than getting involved in it, you study it as a detached observer, the news of this world, the happenings of the world, whatever that is going on in this world, see them as a detached observer. And this is the world, and compare it with that world of paradise. What it was and what it has become. And what I have to do that. This is the attitude you should have while watching news, seeing news, reading news. That's it. Rather than getting involved, rather than getting interested, rather than gossiping about it, rather than discussing about it. This is useless. We are here for a great purpose. We need not to forget that. Then, what else? What are the royal bondages? Last, and then we'll finish the class. Place of yoga, that itself can cause some time. So place itself can become an attachment to you. You get attached to places. You should not get attached to places, persons, things, objects, facilities, nothing of this world. Attached to your own speech. Attached to your own speech. That's also a form of attachment. Give the speech and get detached. I have nothing to do. Sometimes this is also a source of attachment. This is also a source of attachment. Praises, appreciations, acknowledgement, recognition. All these are animals. We had made the list of about 84 different types of attachment. So all those attachments are nothing but bondages. Know your attachment, and the way to get rid of, way to emancipate yourself is to know them fully and know all the demerits, all the disadvantages, all the losses you are incurring because of those attachments, and get detached. Free yourself from all those life-sabotaging attachments. Okay, so today's homework is, what are the different types of attachment and what attachment I have, and how should I get rid of those attachments, those bondages. The more and the earlier I get rid of all the bondages, attachments, the better it is for me. The fast soul will progress in the spiritual life. Okay, Om Shanti.